Okay, so my name is Liam.
And I'm Austin.
I'm Luke. Welcome to the Grandma's Technology Podcast today.
Today we'll be discussing whether or not technology is good. We got this idea while reading the book Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury.
Do you think technology is good or bad? We're going to find out in this episode of Grandma's Technology.
Now my deaf friend will tell you how technology has impacted his life.
What? So yeah, I'm that hard of hearing kid, and yeah, you see, I can't hear well, but hearing aids let me communicate normally. And for example, from Fahrenheit 51, there's a earpiece. Shoot, my brother's here. There's an earpiece in Fahrenheit 451 which allows Faber to receive information from someone through the earpiece. It kind of relates through hearing aids.
And also, so my mom, she works at a hospital, and whenever she talks with patients who don't speak English, she uses a tablet that translates and is e like it makes it easier to communicate with people.
And sign language is very hard to learn, and hearing aids have made it way easier to communicate and hear what people are saying without having to learn sign language.
And then also technology has helped spread research and information with medicine and curing diseases. Like in Fahrenheit 451, there's a thing called the stomach pumping machine, where it pumps the person's stomach and gives them new blood. And it was used in the book whenever a character overdosed on sleeping pills. And then also there have been many technological advancements in medicine, like being able to track patients' health. Like Apple released a thing called Research Kit, which allows doctors to share their information around the world about patients and like data they captured.
Pacemakers have helped us with surviving and not letting hearts give out, and they help them circulate the blood easily and help track people's health.
There's also insulin machines and those like things that prick your finger. I can't remember off the top of my head what they're called, but they help you measure diabetes and like they'll help you in the long run keep track, and it just makes life a lot easier for people with diabetes.
And airplanes, referring to the jets in the book, they help people transportate from place to place faster than cars. And they can also help protect our country.
And also there have been some newer technologies by companies like Amazon and even Pizza Hut, where they have these drones that will deliver things straight to the customers so they don't have to wait for like a delivery man to come to their door.
Cars can help people get around from place to place in shorter destinations than airplanes. And self-driving cars can also help people. They can help people with disabilities drive themselves around. And in conclusion, technology is very good.
And like there's been a lot of like different positive things that have come from technology, like different medical research and making communication easier throughout the world.
Thank you for listening.